Thank you, Chair. I was going to have a similar proposal to Brazil, so I think that would work. Inter alia should be able to deal with the concerns of the fact that on the part where it talks about persons belonging to national, ethnic, religious, and linguistic minorities, that it doesn't sound like that's the full list. But yes, it is true that in the DDPA, those lists, the Roma and the Sinti, among others, are in the DDPA. So there would be no problem in us asserting them back there. But I think inter alia would work to then deal with the concerns from my colleague from Egypt and as proposed by Brazil. I think on the discussion of the can be slash R, or as we have said before, the working group functions at the bare minimum on what the document of the DDPA is. The whole of last week, you had many, many presentations by different presenters, academia, special rapporteurs, and the likes, who were reaffirming this very paragraph as it is, not just in the last 20 years since the DDPA has been, but what is currently at play at many, many regional bases, as well as from a global perspective. I don't think we want to prolong this argument at any further. I think at any given point where we have difficulties or have a problem with having to converge, the bare minimum we can do is to stick to the language as is prescribed by the DDPA. Thank you, Chair.